to introduce another rising bright star of the SDLP, our Minister for the Environment, Mark H. Durkin, MLA. Mark was first elected to Derry City Council in 2005 after receiving the highest ever vote in council history. In 2011, he was elected to the Northern Ireland Assembly, representing the Foyle constituency. Having canvassed on one of the wettest days ever during that election with Mark, I can see why his results in 2005 and in 2011 were outstanding. He knew his people. He knew every house. He had represented the people. Mark, I think, typifies the kind of attitude to the electorate that we as a party have to adopt universally. And I want to commend him for his electability and for his hard work in between 2005 and 2011 and to the current time. Between 2011, when he was first elected, and 2013, he served on the Social Development Committee, and he was the SDLP party spokesperson on social development. While sitting on this committee, he worked tirelessly on the issues of housing and welfare reform, holding the Minister to account on issues such as the bedroom tax. In July 2013, it was announced that Mark would become the Minister for the Environment. In October this year, he was the only Minister in the Executive to vote against the budget, stating at that time that it was a bad budget that, quote, did not serve the needs of the people. Mark has recently become a father for the second time with a newborn daughter. He is married to Anne, who is known to many of you. I introduce Mark H. Durkin, Minister for the Environment.
Hi, Hurley, Augusta, to Broden Down, Orm, Ave and Shaw, Mar Ira, the Hodge, and Farty Shaw. It's a tremendous honour to address conference for the second time as an SDLP minister. As many of you would have known, and now all of you do know, thanks to John, I recently became a father for the second time. Many people are asking me how I'm coming to terms with the sleepless nights, the constant crying, and the dirty nappies. Well, this past year in the executive has been good practice. I'm delighted that my beautiful daughter Lily is here. She's down the back and she's sound asleep, and I'm sure she's not the only one who'll be sound asleep by the time I'm finished. Bringing a baby into the world leads to a time of reflection and taking stock. A time to think about what type or kind of society that we would want for her. And what are we doing to make that society better? What are we doing to create a society that looks after our vulnerable people, young and old? A society that is prosperous and fair, safe and just. A society that puts people first. Through my work as Environment Minister, I get to go and visit lots of schools. It's something I really enjoy in my job, and see the great work that they're doing for our environment and for our future and their futures. And I often think of an old Greek proverb that the true meaning of life is to plant trees in whose shade you never expect to sit. What trees are we planting for future generations? As a party, the SDLP planted the seeds of peace. Pioneers like John Hume, Seamus Mallon, Breege Rogers, and many of you here in this room nurtured those seeds and grew the idea and practical outworking of power sharing. It wasn't easy work, but you persevered and strong shoots took root. But now, as others have taken over the garden, some of these early trees are not thriving. They have decided that populism, power and politics are more important than people. They are clearly not putting people first. We as a party must use all the tools we have to continue that work, to offer a real alternative to the narrow sectionalism and sectarianism, to offer hope, to show leadership. Our executive ministry is one such tool. I said ministry, not minister. How do we use that role to reflect and promote the values, outlook and aims of the SDLP to create an Ireland that is just, fair and prosperous? We do it by listening to people. We do it by taking tough decisions. We do it by delivering for people. Over the past year, as a department minister, I have tried to do just that. Ask the people of Fermanagh. I listened to their fears about fracking. I listened to advice on possible environmental harm that could be caused by exploratory drilling. I wasn't satisfied that environmental harm would be prevented and took my decision, putting people and the protection of our environment first. I didn't roll over under pressure from big business or negativity from the DUP. It was a tough decision, and it's one that I will defend in court. By pulling the planning bill, I derailed another attempted power grab by the DUP and Sinn Féin. I took big planning decisions, Three Rivers in Strabane, Casement Park in Belfast, and in Newry. I published the long-awaited B-map. Many of these were controversial decisions, but in my view, they were the right decisions. And I will stand up to challenges, because that's what leadership is about. It's a disgrace that a DUP economy minister will use the public resources of her department to take a legal decision or a legal challenge on my decision to publish BMAP, to protect her narrow political interest at a time when cuts in public jobs and services are looming over our heads. If I do end up in court on that one as well, I'm seriously considering changing my name from Mark H. Durkin to Mark Durkin Jr., or sorry, Mark Durkin Jr. I've been accused of breaking the ministerial code over some of my actions and decisions, but in my view, the only codes that I have broken are their codes of omerta and inertia. I'm delivering reforms to the planning system, a root and branch review of the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, and progressing legislation to increase road safety and reduce the number of deaths on our roads. I have pushed through the Local Government Reform Bill that brings powers closer to people. It took the SDLP to do that. And it is the SDLP that has led the way on decentralisation of public service jobs. I transferred 70 jobs to Coleraine when vehicle licensing was transferred to Swansea, and have brought 25 jobs to Derry. Sinn Féin talks big about their commitment to this, but not one of their ministers stepped up to meet the jobs crisis in Coleraine. Alex Atwood tilled the soil for much of what I have realised, and I would like at this stage to acknowledge his work. It was Alex who introduced the carrier bag levy when he was told it couldn't be done. It has been a huge success, both in terms of protecting our environment and providing a very welcome source of funding for environmental projects. Last year, I was able to redirect £4 million into local schemes. This success has SDLP written all over it. Creative thinking, strong leadership, and delivery. As an executive minister, I've worked closely with my counterparts in the Irish government, collaborating on road safety measures, fracking research, improving water quality, and in the fight against waste crime. In the next few months, I hope to bring forward a climate change bill. And around the executive table, I have spoken up for people, voting against budget proposals that were rushed through to meet conditions attached to a Treasury loan, agreed with the DUP and followed lemming-like by Sinn Féin. Peter Robinson has tried to pass this off as something that any family would do in taking out a mortgage. Some mortgage. With his financial planning and management, I'm not sure that I would trust Peter Robinson to go to the shop for me. The draft budget is a bad budget. It is an anti-worker budget with potential pay freezes, redundancies and cuts in services that will hit vulnerable people and low-paid workers across the north. It's a budget that will do nothing to address regional imbalance. If anything, it will enshrine and exacerbate it. Cuts to my department's budget of over 11% will inevitably translate into cuts to grants to councils. With the less well-off councils, chiefly those in the West, being the hardest hit. It is a budget that gives more to Derry and decimates Dáil. Where's the logic in that? Will we see a fair share of jobs created west of the ban? Will we see the expansion of McGee and the training and skills programme to grow a 21st century skilled workforce? After all the fine words, where is the funding?
You can see through their postering and their posturing. It was the SDLP that showed the way in saying no to a bad budget. And the SDLP will work for a better budget that puts people and not political expediency first. But let us not be under any illusion. Whether we like it or not, we are locked into a Tory austerity agenda, and we will not be able to find a way to share out our resources that is fair, just and that puts people first. We have always supported our health services, and this last few years, we have heard terrible stories about vulnerable people losing services due to cuts. This is unacceptable to the SDLP, but we will not tolerate waste and inefficiency. People must come first. We will support further investment in infrastructure by leveraging additional funding and asset sales to raise much needed revenue. It is just unacceptable that Westminster thinks that the legacy of the past, not just in terms of its more difficult and sensitive justice issues, but also its impact on our infrastructure, economy and people's health and well-being, can be paid for by a decreasing block grant. The SDLP will push this point home. The peace process that we started cannot be bought for halfpenny rolls and rashers of hairy bacon. The DUP and Sinn Féin might be satisfied with a few sweeteners, but the SDLP won't be. I've given a few examples of how our ministerial role in the executive does deliver for people and has delivered for people. Alex and Margaret before him delivered in DSD as well, building houses in record numbers, providing homes for families in need. Compare that to the DUP. Nelson McCausland, who blatantly put party first. We do have a new DSD minister now. Hopefully he will be a different story. The historical mismanagement of the health budget has left it in need of serious surgery, with even the DUP finance minister criticising his own party's minister. It remains to be seen if transplanting the minister will solve the problems of people. What is OFM-DFM with a salary budget of £16 million delivering for people? Certainly not effective strategies on good relations, race equality or social need. And what and for whom exactly is the Social Investment Fund delivering? Just think how much more we could deliver for people with more ministers. Just think how much more we would deliver than other parties have. We have a great opportunity ahead to deliver for people through new, inclusive and democratic local government. We should be proud of our councillors, old and new, and wish them well in rising to the challenges and opportunities that they will face. And our three MPs will be returned next year and continue to work hard for people in Westminster. We believe in true representation, not pointless abstentionism that gives no voice to people where important decisions affecting their lives are made. I look forward to the future for my Lily and for all our young people. The SDLP will not shirk its responsibilities to tend the trees that they will sit under.